Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about crime, building, and even some songs about nothing at all. But we're going to start this evening's show with some songs to commemorate the birthday of scientist, printer, author, publisher, inventor. Know who I'm talking about yet? How about elder statesman and oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? Why, Benjamin Franklin, of course, who was born this past week on January 17th in 1706. Now, besides inventing the Franklin stove, bifocal glasses, and publishing Poor Richard's Almanac, in his copious free time, Franklin came up with all sorts of wise sayings, such as, a penny saved is a penny earned, and early to bed, early to rise, and so on. So here's a set of songs whose titles are in themselves wise sayings, starting off with Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Hear your voice, you'll find that rhythm and song make the world rejoice. Make life go with a swing, laugh at trouble and sing. Tra la 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 la, count your blessings and smile while you're playing your part. Keep a song. song in your heart. Tra la 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 la. Count your blessings and smile. Sing low, sing high. Isn't it grand beating the band? Who wants to die? Oh, what a happy land. Hi. Show them what you can do. Make a hullabaloo. Tra la 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 la. Count your blessings and smile. You're going to get together, swing it around. Now get together, swing it around. Make life go with a swing and a smile. Laugh at trouble and sing all the while. Now count your blessings and smile. While you're playing your own little part, you've got to keep a song in your heart. Black puddings and trap and trotters, count your blessings and smile. Sing low, sing high. Isn't it grand beating the band? Who wants to die? Oh, what a happy, happy land. Show them what you can do. Make a hullabaloo. Ha, 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 ha. Count your blessings, 1, 2, 3. Count your blessings, 4, 5, 6. Count your blessings and smile.
If you won't weaken, if you do, oh well, what the heck, it's still a great life. Thank you.
are a vexed one, a dreary, weary, and perplexed one. I've got trouble and he's got trouble, and you're no better than the next one. You will find your share of bliss if you'll just remember this. You can't have everything. Be satisfied with the little you may get. You can't have. That they get. Live and laugh and listen. Don't be greedy. Help the needy. And you gotta get lucky, yes indeedy. Rich men, poor men, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and someone in your arms to love. They get. Live and laugh and listen. Don't be greedy. Help the needy. And you gotta get lucky, yes indeedy. Rich men, poor men, beggar or king, you just can't have everything. So thank your stars above for a song in your heart, a penny in your pocket, and someone in your arms to
Some wise sayings to commemorate the birth on January 17th in 1706 of Ben Franklin. We just heard a 15-year-old Judy Garland remind us that you can't have everything, from a Decca 78 recorded on September 24th, 1937. Judy Garland was born Frances Ethel Gum in Grand Rapids, Michigan on June 10th, 1922. She made her stage debut at age 2 and a half when she sang Jingle Bells at her father's movie theater. In September of 1926, the family moved to California and settled in Lancaster, north of Los Angeles, where Judy's father rented and managed a movie theater. In August of 1934, the Gum sisters, Judy and her two older sisters, Virginia and Mary Jane, performed at the Oriental Theater in the Chicago World's Fair. When the headliner, George Jessel, introduced them, the audience laughed, and so he suggested that they change their name to Garland. And in the summer of 1935, Frances, who had performed as Baby Gum, changed her first name to Judy, becoming Judy Garland. Before Judy Garland, it was Sam Lannon and his orchestra, and It's a Great Life If You Don't Weaken. That was preceded by George Formby from May 31st of 1940, and a song co-written by George Formby, Count Your Blessings and Smile, from the film Let George Do It. We started off the show with Hugo Rignald and Chappie D'Amato vocalizing on The Best Things in Life Are Free, written by Da Silva, Brown and Henderson, and played by Jack Hilton and his orchestra on July 24, 1928. And the show is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with some songs for someone who shares a birthday with Ben Franklin when we return right after this. The same day of the year on which Ben Franklin was born, but a couple of hundred years later, in 1899, Alphonsus Capone was born in Brooklyn, New York. Al was a member of two kid gangs, the Brooklyn Rippers and the 40 Thieves Juniors. He quit school in the sixth grade, and between gang activities, he was a clerk in a candy store, a pin boy in a bowling alley, and a cutter in a bookbindery. Later, he graduated to the notorious Five Points Gang in Manhattan and worked in gangster Frankie Yale's Harvard Inn in Brooklyn as a bouncer and bartender. While working at the inn, Capone received his infamous facial scars and the resulting nickname Scarface when he insulted a patron and was attacked by her brother. His involvement in gang and liquor wars left hundreds of people dead in Chicago and its suburbs. Increasingly implicated in the corruption of political, law enforcement, and labor officials, Capone was convicted of income tax evasion in 1931 and sentenced to 11 years. His incarceration began in Atlanta, but he was quickly transferred to Alcatraz, where he could have no contact with the outside world. He was released in 1939 for health reasons, lived the rest of his life in Florida, and died on January 25, 1947. So here is a set of crime-related songs, starting off with a gang of a different type. Instead of striking fear in your hearts, this gang should strike your toes to tapping. Here's Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang.
Writing you this letter, my sweet forget-me-not, to tell you that I cannot keep that date. They've stuck me in the hoosegow for 47 years, and I'd hate to see you stand around and wait. The place is nice and cozy, you can't get out of that. For 90 years they've had no prison break. And the food is very tasty, the guards are all polite, but there's one complaint I really have to make. Oh, I can't stand sitting in a cell. No, I can't stand sitting in a cell. When I stand, I hit the ceiling. When I sit, I hurt my feelings. Oh, I can't stand sitting in a cell. I'm taking music lessons, I'm in the prison band. Well, anyhow, I'll tell you all the facts. The sheriff told the jury he saw me blow a safe, so they took his word and now I blow a sax. They say that I'm a genius and the warden thinks I'm great. He has me playing morning, night, and noon. He wants to hear me render a solo on a saw. So if he gets me a saw, I'll see you soon. Oh, I can't stand sitting in a cell. No, I can't stand sitting in a cell. Though I stood a hard-boiled egg up, even stood a wooden leg up, I can't stand sitting in a cell. I dug myself a tunnel to make a getaway. I had to be as quiet as a mouse. And I landed in a cellar, and when I looked around, I discovered I was in the warden's house. And the warden came a-running, a gun was in his hand. He saw the hole when he turned on the light. And he dove into the tunnel, and he hollered, "You're a pal, 'cause my wife was going to keep me in tonight." Oh, I can't stand sitting in a cell. No, I can't stand sitting in a cell. I can stand a lot of callus on my feet, but good night, Alice, I can't stand sitting in a cell.
And I may act gay, that's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Are those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing. Oh, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear. Thank you.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal, my pal. Somebody came and took her away. They never even said they were leaving. The kisses I love so. She's getting now why no boy I know. She known that she would come to me if she could see, but don't believe she see me. Lonesome, broken, hearted pal. Somebody else stole my gal.
Somebody Stole My Gal, 1930, Frankie Franco and his Louisianans. Frankie Franco was actually Francois Mosley, a drummer from New Orleans who led a band at a Chinese restaurant called the Golden Lily on the south side of Chicago from 1927 to 1934. Who knows, Al Capone may have eaten there and heard the band. The trumpet solo on that recording is by Ernest Punch Miller, a great New Orleans trumpeter who moved to Chicago at Mosley's call. Before Frankie Franco, we heard Gus Arnheim and his orchestra and I Surrender, Dear. Well, I doubt that Al Capone was quite that polite about surrendering. Frank Crummett couldn't stand sitting in a cell, and I don't imagine Al Capone cared much for it either. And we started off with March of the Hoodlums, written by Hoagy Carmichael and recorded by Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang in New York on September 20th, 1929. Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang was a series of bands assembled by Irving Mills in the late 1920s strictly for recording. This particular iteration of the band included Manny Klein and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Moles trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Arnold Brillhart on clarinet and alto sax, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet and tenor sax, Hoagy Carmichael on piano, Joe Tardo on tuba, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. Have a favorite song or artist from the 1920s or 30s? Well, let me know and I'll do my best to get it on the show for you. You can send requests or comments about the show to Glenn at glennrobison.com, GlennRobison. You can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's 909-641-0805. We'll be back with Paul Whiteman, Burt Lown, Leo Reisman, and Al Friedman when we return right after this. This very day, January 21st in 1915, in Detroit, Michigan, the first Kiwanis Club was formed. The name Kiwanis comes from an Indian word meaning we make ourselves known. Kiwanis International makes itself known through more than 300,000 members in more than 8,000 clubs in 77 countries around the world. The business and professional men and women of Kiwanis International are committed to volunteer service and fundraising for projects such as new hospitals and highways in their communities. They're also active in public affairs, promoting higher business and professional standards, and sponsoring youth activities through Key Club and Circle K International. The Kiwanis Club motto is We Build, which brings us to our next set of songs about building, starting off with Burt Lown and his orchestra.
Thank you. road 'neath a sky of heavenly blue, and spend the day discovering ways to say I love you. We'll float a boat way up in the sky. You will be my captain and crew. I'll sail along in all kinds of weather alone with you. Our life will be a rhapsody of kisses and love. All strife will be forgotten in our home up above. I know we'll grow a family tree in our nest way off in the blue. I'll sing a melody every day, a song to say I love you.
Something from the zoo. First you warm up, then you're distant. Never knew a girl so inconsistent. I'm a big shot at 1:30, a so-and-so by 2. Heaven forgive you for your sins, keeping me on needles and pins. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a this, then I'm a that, a taker on the chinner. My, 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 what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you.
Thank you.
I love it, I do. Being broken by a builder-upper like you.
Thank you.
some building songs in commemoration of the Kiwanis Clubs and all the fine work they do and their motto, We Build. We started off with Ted Holt singing about building a nest on May 18, 1933, backed by Burt Laun and his orchestra. Burt Laun made 86 issued recordings for Harmony, various Plaza Group labels, Hit of the Week, and Columbia. In September of 1930, he began recording for Victor on their various labels, including Timely Tunes, Bluebird, Electra Disc, and Sunrise. In late 1929 up until late 1931, the band enjoyed a residency at the Biltmore Hotel in New York and also did regular radio broadcasts on WABC. Then a song from the Broadway Review, Life Begins at 8:40, Leo Reisman and his orchestra, and You're a Builder Upper, written by George Gershwin, Yip Harburg, and Harold Arlen, who also performed the vocal on that Brunswick recording from July 27, 1934. Harold Arlen was born in Buffalo on February 15, 1905. His father was a cantor and provided his earliest musical experiences, but by age 12, he had discovered jazz and soon formed his own band, the Snappy Trio, singing, arranging, and playing piano. The trio was successful and expanded into a quintet called the Southbound Shufflers. He was asked to join a successful New York band, the Buffalodians, as vocalist, pianist, and arranger. Eventually, Arlen left to write arrangements for Fletcher Henderson and others. He discovered he could write music as well as arrange it, and his first professional song was Get Happy in 1930. In the mid-30s, Arlen moved to California, where he spent nearly two decades writing for the movies. After Harold Arlen, we heard Al Friedman and his orchestra from an electrically and laterally recorded Edison record from March 25, 1929, and they were Building a Nest for Mary. And we finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise. I'm Glenn Robison, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, and we'll be back with Nothing when we return right after this. Last week, January 16th in 1973, Harold Pullman Coffin created a holiday. It was to be a day set aside each year for people just to sit around and hang out. No celebrating, no observing, no honoring, as a matter of fact, no nothing at all. January 16th is National Nothing Day. Fortunately, this isn't January 16th. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm going to do, which is to play some records about nothing. Gene Austin's going to get us started.
Thank you.
couple of songs about nothing in celebration of National Nothing Day, January 16th. We heard Nat Shilkret in the Victor Orchestra with Gene Austin and Nothing. I don't think there are many records better than Nothing, but we followed Nothing with Better Than Nothing from Slim Lamar and his Southerners. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll tune in again each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you with your comments and or requests. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. You can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. Area code 909-641-0805. I do thank you for your very kind attention, and now, as Isham Jones and his orchestra and Frank Silvano are going to point out, there's nothing left to do but say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Wonder who'll be sorry, you or I. Nothing left to do but say goodbye. Love came along and then it passed us by. Could have made it last but didn't try. Nothing left to do but say goodbye. You're going to the arms of someone new. May you be happy there. I'd do the same. I know it's in the game, but somehow I still care. So smile for me and please don't wonder why. You can see a teardrop in my eye. There's nothing left to do but say goodbye.